All right, we'd like to repeat the order today. Should be sort of buckwheat fried chicken.
Di table dan apron, bisnis meningkat karena pelanggan kembali berdatangan untuk menyantap ayam goreng, daging iga kecap, serta spaghetti dan kerang.
We have people knocking on doors or making reservations or saying, I want to come and dine at your restaurant. So we're definitely seeing that come back.
Peningkatan terjadi setelah restoran terseok selama hampir 2 tahun dengan pendapatan turun sekitar 70% sejak awal pandemi. Meski banyak pelanggan yang berdatangan lagi, tapi pemilik restoran Marcus Lau kurang bisa memanfaatkannya karena ia kekurangan karyawan sekitar 25%.
So we can't accommodate a lot of guests simply because we're short staffed. That means we have to change our operating times as well.
Kelangkaan tenaga kerja menjadi masalah di restoran dan toko retail di seluruh Malaysia. Sejumlah pekerjaan dulu diisi pekerja asing, tapi banyak yang telah kembali ke negaranya sejak pandemi. Sebagian lagi diisi oleh mahasiswa atau lulusan universitas setempat yang dulunya mudah digantikan jika mereka keluar, tapi kini tidak lagi.
A lot of them have gone on to doing gig economy jobs. Jobs where it grants them more flexibility, gives them the ability to control when they want to work. Working on weekends at restaurants doesn't seem to be as attractive now.
The young people have just more options these days. They don't have to work in a physical store. They can just start working from home, working in an online business.
Makayla Panasheri lulus dari universitas tahun lalu dan kini bekerja dari rumah untuk mempromosikan produk di media sosial. Makayla bekerja 25 jam per minggu dan menghasilkan sekitar 5 juta rupiah sebulan, setara dengan yang ia peroleh bila bekerja di kafe.
So great, because if I wanted an off day, let's say on the same day, I could just take an off day. But if I was working in a cafe or like a retail store, I would have to put in maybe a week's notice with my boss, and I would also have to get someone else to cover my shift. But because I'm doing a digital thing, I can just take an off day whenever I want.
Okay, so it's still manageable.
Pemilik restoran ini telah menaikkan upah dan mencoba menarik calon karyawan baru dengan menekankan lingkungan kerjanya memberikan banyak peluang kerja tim dan interaksi sosial. Namun ia mengakui masalah kekurangan tenaga kerja di Malaysia tampaknya masih akan terus berlanjut. Dari Arlington, Virginia, saya Helmy Yohanes dan tim VOA.